Well, it's taken a while, but we're there. We've arrived. The celestial city. The city of destruction. I don't know how many months ago we were there, but it was a fair while. And we're well away from that now. And here are Christian and hopeful. Gone through the river. And the river stood for what? What was the river that they passed through that Christian found difficult and he felt out of his depth, James? Death. They passed through there. And then on the other side, those two shining ones, those angelic beings who had been there with them for a while when they were in the land of Beulah there. But now they reappear because they said, we can't go through the river with you. You must go through on your own. You've got to have faith. So they then greet them on the other side. Of course, they've left behind all their sort of mortal weakness. And now they've got their new immortal bodies, and they're strong, and they're going up high, you see, because the city's right up there, and up they go, rejoicing. Everything that they see is so wonderful, their hearts are filled with joy, because they've arrived. They're in heaven. They're in the celestial city. And as they are talking together with these shining ones, they're seeing people there with crowns and these glorious garments on that are dazzling in their brightness and purity. And everything that they see, the foundations of the city are amazing. It's so solid and secure, and it is so beautiful. Because this is heaven. This is heaven. And John Bunyan here is drawing upon Revelation and all of its teaching there about heaven. And they're talking about how they're going to have the right to the tree of life and how they're going to be with the Lord forever and forever. And they're hearing songs of praise everywhere. And this is the place. And they ask a reasonable question. They say, well, what will we be doing? What will we be doing? And people wonder that, don't they? What happens in heaven? It's eternal. It never ends. So there's a lot of time, that is. What happens then? And they're being told about how they'll be with the king every day, and how they'll be able to speak with him, and how they'll be engaged in praise and thanksgiving, and how they will meet with people that they knew on earth, and who they helped in the Christian life. And we can think there perhaps of somebody who we had earlier in the whole story, but who died. Remember who that was? He was put to death for his faith. The clue is in the word faith. So his name. Says Mr. Clifford correctly. Faithful. So he died there, stood up against the people of Vanity Fair, all the injustice that was going on there, and they put him to death. Christian managed to escape there and came through all of that one, but Faithful died, so they'll see him again, and lots of other people as well that were also pilgrims, true pilgrims, all arriving there. And they're going to be rewarded for all that they did on earth, including all the things they suffered. Remember how Christian's been through many ups and downs, hasn't he? In struggles and the sinful flesh battling against him and the devil against him and doubts against him. All kinds of opposition. He prevailed through. And all of that is going to be recognized. And it's going to be a time to think of how all pass. No more sorrow, no more sighing, no more sickness, no more discouragements. All of that ended. Heaven has none of that. And they come then to a door and a great gate there, and it says that they're blessed who come in through this gate, and they're going to have the right to the tree of life, its fruit. And the gatekeeper is there. They have their certificates and they hand them to the gatekeeper, and he opens the gate to them, and in they go, and gold everywhere, and again beauty, and they're given garments to wear and crowns on their heads. This really is absolutely wonderful. They're filled with joy. That's heaven. That's heaven. It's good. It's going to be good if we're going to be there, that is. So all of that struggle, all of that strife, that battle, and it's been worth it for them. To see what they're now seeing and to spend eternity with the king, it's been worth it. Been worth every battle, every struggle, every kind of backward step and then having to get out of a hole and keep going. It's been worth everything. And believe you me, it'll be worth everything to any of us too. Pilgrims who have decided on pilgrimage, set our hearts on pilgrimage. What is there at the end isn't something that's not going to be as good as we were promised. It's going to be better than we could ever have imagined. That's John Bunyan describes Christian and hopeful having arrived. They're not disappointed. We won't be. John Bunyan's in glory now, isn't he? And he won't be disappointed either. He'll be there with the Lord Jesus Christ, and any of us will be who hear, say this is for real. I'm following the Lord. I'm wanting this. I'm wanting this prize. I'm wanting to serve him because he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. But actually, John Bunyan finishes Pilgrim's Progress with a little backward glance. Because as the gates are closing, Christian looks back and he sees somebody that they left behind just recently, whose name begins with the letter I.
Ignorance.
He'd come to the river and he'd found a ferryman to get over the water, to make it easy, called Vain Hope. Vain Hope. There's hope that's built on nothing here, but ignorance, you see, he thought he knew better than anybody else. He was following his heart, wasn't he, if you remember? Oh, I think I'm all right. I feel it. Hopeful and Christian said, well, you've got to go by the word of God. You haven't got any reason to have a hope. You're not obeying God's word. You don't believe it. Oh, no, that's all right. Don't be so exact, he was saying. Anyway, so he found this ferryman, Vain Hope. Got him over the water. There's nobody there to meet him, but he was going up to the gates, right? He got to the gates. Of course, the gatekeeper asked for his, what did he ask for from the other two? What did they have on them that they handed over? Their certificate, entitlement, that they were real pilgrims, that they were followers of the Lord. Well, Ignatius, of course, didn't have one. He hadn't started, he hadn't gone through the narrow gate, he thought all of that was quite irrelevant to him. Of course it wasn't, you had to come through repentance. You can't come with your pride intact and thinking, I'm up to this. This is okay. And heaven there will open its doors to me because I'm doing all right, you know. No, repentance, humbling. You've got to go down before the Lord will lift you up. And that hadn't happened to ignorance. So the gatekeeper, that's nothing there. And so he was bound hand and foot. So there was a door in the side of the Delectable Mountains that Christian had seen. And he was put in there. And John Bunyan finishes this very, very much putting that question there to us. That here's Christian, he was a true pilgrim, he arrived there. Well, he said there's a door to hell in the city of destruction. People just stay in their sin, they don't even bother, they don't even think about pilgrimage. They just stay there and they perish in their sins. The Lord comes and they're totally unprepared. Others, well, they've got a bit of religion. And they've got some of the concepts of heaven and this idea of Jesus Christ fits in somewhere here. But yet, there's a door there to hell, right at the gates of heaven. That you can think that you're travelling along, but no, it wasn't real. You hadn't come by repentance, you hadn't humbled yourself and trusted wholeheartedly in the Lord Jesus Christ. So John Bunyan, in a way, is saying at the end, make sure you're travelling for real. If you're a pilgrim, reckon you're such, and I trust all of us here would have some degree of conviction that we are, well, make sure you're for real. Make sure that when you get to the gate, it won't be a disappointment, and a massive disappointment, because if it's not heaven, I'm afraid it's got to be hell, darkness, and there in Bunyan's description, the man is cast away out into the outer darkness there. That is not something to welcome or think that that's going to be easy, isn't it? It's not. It's going to be terrible. So we're thinking of heaven, but we want to make sure we're entitled to think of heaven because we're really thinking now about salvation and we're trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ and we see in him and in nobody else, only in him, all our hope, all our prospect, everything that we need there in Jesus Christ. So we've ended Pilgrim's Progress. We've got another journey, which we'll perhaps start in a couple of months' time, because the Christian's wife, who hadn't been very interested, quite discouraging, actually, while Christian's been on his pilgrimage, she's woken up back at home. So perhaps we'll look at her in a few months' time there. But anyway, Pilgrim's Progress. Be a pilgrim, make progress, and reach that celestial city. So we've got a hymn to remind us of heaven and how things are changing. Time passes, 816, sands of time are passing, 816. and 16.